This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry for the video debacle yesterday. I tried to do it myself with the whole hold it horizontal. I think vertical makes me look skinnier, so we're going to do vertical. See how that works? Kind of, you're right. Yeah, we'll do the vertical. I don't understand. I just don't get the whole horizontal versus vertical thing. So, I get a lot of emails. And a lot of them are politically driven. We have a caller wants to talk about hospice care and cost of that. And so, you know, we get a lot of cost of healthcare issues. But the biggest question I've gotten for this whole decade of being on air, which, by the way, big shout out to Talkers Magazine for putting me on the Talkers Top 100. Hey, thank you. Very, very cool. I'm really happy about that. But over this last decade, the number one question I get asked about is, why does my wife not want to sleep with me? And my question is, why doesn't my husband want to sleep with me? But a lot of people are in sexless marriages, and being in a sexless marriage isn't fun. It's not fun at all. And you could love each other. You could want to spend the rest of your life with each other. But you don't have one of the most important things in a relationship that I think, and one of the most fun things in the relationship. And so what's going on here? And why are so many people in sexless marriages? So I figured let me just kind of break this down. I broke it down before on the show, but let's kind of break it down. Okay, so a sexless marriage is where you're married to somebody and you aren't having sex. First year of marriage, you're having sex like 4 or 5, 8 times a morning, okay? I mean, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. Then, you know, stresses of marriage come. You know, maybe, you know, they don't shave or pluck or do things, but it doesn't matter. You still love them. You still have sex. And then the kids come, right? And then you start getting into your 30s, and you start to notice that you're not having it every day, or 7 times a day, or 7 times a week, or 7 times a month. And so, in nature, what a lot of people have to realize is if it's not evolutionarily advantageous for a woman to get pregnant, nature isn't going to want her to get pregnant. And so for the majority of women, not all of them, okay, some of us have really, really, really healthy sex drive, sometimes too much of a sex drive. But for a lot of women, if the nature thinks that they're going to be, quote, advanced maternal age, or they're going to have children that may not be as successful because they're older, they're not going to be in that much of a mood to have sex. That's just kind of how it is. I don't want to say anything that sounds chauvinistic, but a woman's body is very intricately designed, and it's one of its biggest purposes is to make babies. You know, I mean, you know, personally, you and I think, okay, well, you know, women is designed to, you know, rule the world, but in nature, no, that's not the way it is. You know, boobies are there for milk, you know, to feed the baby. They're not for honking. Which, by the way, is probably one of the reasons why your marriage might be sexless. If you're honking the boobies, women don't like that. That's really kind of stupid. And that kind of stuff, don't be doing that either. That's like not sexually enticing at all. So that's a problem. That's a problem right there. But, you know, the vagina is a hostile environment, very hostile. It has, bacteria and a pH to prevent bacteria from, other bacteria from getting into the womb. And so the body so amazingly designed to make sure that that fetus is healthy. And so when you're not getting pregnant, and now you're in your 30s or 40s, is there much of a reason to have sex from an evolutionary and nature standpoint? In society, yeah, there is. So it's very common for a woman's sex drive to go down. What's unfortunate, though, is for a lot of the guys or women partners or whoever your partner's with, they've made vows, they've sworn to be with you, and now they've committed to a life of 30, 40 years of no sex. And yeah, they could do self sessions and all that, but you know, everybody thinks that guys, you know, it's just about the sex. It's not. Guys like intimacy too. They do. They won't admit it. They won't admit it, but they do. They do. And so if there's no cuddling or no feeling that they're attractive or love or feeling that they're wanted, that's a problem. Okay, so with every problem, there's always a silver lining. So the silver lining to that is it's not so much a sexless marriage we need to attack, is the lack of intimacy. And if you love your spouse, there's a lot of ways you could be intimate. And then later introduce the sex. For women, if you do have a loss of sex drive, make sure your thyroid's on board. You know, make sure your thyroid's good. Check your testosterone level. Try to say a little testosterone helps a lot. Speaking from experience. Estrogen. And then, you know, psychologically. I mean, if you don't want to have sex with your partner, but, you know, you look at, I don't know, Michael Fassbender, and you're like, okay, then maybe there's issues with the relationship. But if there's not issues with the relationship and you love your partner, then you need to find ways to be more intimate. You know, and a lot of people go, well, gosh, you know, we don't want to watch porn or we don't want to use vibrators or, you know, tools or things like that. But the thing is if your body is trying to fight and buck, you know, a sexual experience because it doesn't want you to get pregnant because it doesn't realize you're on birth control or whatever, then there are other ways where you guys could share intimate moments. And massaging. Massaging is great, even if it doesn't lead to sex. Massages are so intimate, and they're a way to bond, and you kind of can leave the sex subject out of the equation for a little bit, because some women, they get kind of freaked out of like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to have sex. I mean, if I bring up sex to my husband, he's like, I got a headache, or I got a hangnail. He finds every excuse not to have sex with me. I'm like, come on. But, you know, if I give him a neck rub or something, I'm good. Then, you know, we're good for the next 2 minutes. I get my 2 minutes of pleasure. So that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that another time. But sexless marriages don't always have to be. And ladies, you need to kind of realize that some of the people you're partners with, you know, may not want to go for decades without sex or intimacy. And so, you know, we do have to kind of make an effort. You know, people say, well, why can't they just lie there? No, you don't understand. If you're not in the mood for sex, sometimes it hurts. You know, if you have vaginal atrophy from menopause, I mean, you know, you don't want to be raping your partner, you know, but on the other end, I think some of us may be selfish going, well, I'm not in the mood, so we're not having it. Well, that's a very difficult thing to put somebody who loves you through for the next 30, 40 years. So talk to your doctor, maybe see a sex therapist. I'm not trying to be a sex therapist. You got to be like really good at sex to do that. And that's, I don't qualify, but, get some help. Don't blow this off and don't let it go. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you guys listen to our show live. Sometimes you listen at, depending on when your affiliate plays it. And we have an answer line for your questions and calls. So let's go to that and get some of them answered right now. 1-877-362-3254.
Dr. Dahlia, this is Joanna up in Las Vegas. I've just been presented with a bill of $1,900. For a hospice care that I did not know was going to happen, period. My daughter put me in this place. The lady is working her hands off, and it's not fair. And it's not that I want to be here either, but would you please tell your listeners to plan for this stuff, talk about it with their family, because no one bothered to talk to me about it. My pension is barely $1,800, if that. And my rent that I had with my apartment, and she closed it, was $600, but this place is $1,900.
Well,
so I really think you need to talk to your listeners about this. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. I wish I could talk to you and find out why you're in hospice and what's going on. Oh, you know, the older we get, it's scary. It is frightening. I don't know how so many of you do it with the thought of, well, you know, what happens if I can't take care of myself, or what happens if I get an illness and I need, you know, not so much round the clock, but, you know, frequent care. You know, Medicare is supposed to cover a lot of it, but it's not. You know, like assisted living facilities, they're expensive. And our family is just as guilty as any other family in terms of not wanting to talk about it. You know, we have a family, my not family with my husband and my kids, but my family I grew up in with my sisters and brothers, we have a very fragmented family. Nobody, you know, wants really the financial responsibility, and, you know, everybody kind of, you know, shirks responsibility. And so when I've tried to get everybody together to talk, and it never ends well. And so we don't have plans. My father died. So, again, you know, nobody had money or plans for his funeral, so we took care of it, obviously. And then, we have obviously other family members we're concerned about, and no one's talking about it. Because they think, well, if we could be distant, then we're not responsible. And that's a crappy thing to do. But unfortunately, I think our family is very similar to a lot of families out there. I'm not talking about what's going on with our caller here from Vegas, but one reason, you know, because you think, okay, this is a no-brainer. You know, you have grandma, you have grandpa, you have mom, dad, all right? You know, this is something that should be laid out, should be planned. Well, in the olden days, or in many cultures and communities, it is. Families are big. They all have it already worked out ahead of time. They're like, you know, all right, we got to take care of mom. If we got to take care of dad, this is what we're doing. Many of them still live roughly in the same neighborhood. They have a plan. But then you have a lot of families that are like, no, I don't want to deal with that. I can barely make ends meet. I can barely pay for what I have to pay for. And if something like that happens, we're going to bottom out. Truth of the matter is, we all make it, you know. We've been taking care of our families for years, and none of us have starved to death. So we will make it, but it's going to be a struggle. And you can't just plan on good times. You got to plan on bad times. So Medicare is the number one thing that, you know, everybody says at the top of their head, well, Medicare will cover it. Medicare is supposed to cover a lot, but what if your family member who needs hospice is not Medicare age? Or what happens if Medicare doesn't cover it all? So hospice care refers to like treatment where you have nurses, doctors, social workers, volunteers, spiritual leaders, etc. They kind of come together to help one's care as they're dealing with a very, very significant illness. Palliative care is where you have a life-threatening illness. And we're trying to make you feel better and hoping that, you know, we can extend your life or make the rest of your days feel good. But hospice doesn't necessarily mean you're going to die. Hospice is where, you know, you have a pretty significant, you know, illness. And, you know, not all of them are of the mind that, you know, we're done and we're not treating you anymore. And so treatment is still given. And then for some, treatment's not. They say 42% of terminally ill Americans receive some sort of hospice, 83% of them are older than 65. But what about the other 17%? There's also respite care, so there's a lot of different definitions. But hospice can be offered through hospitals, nursing homes, etc. And Medicare is supposed to be required to pay for all medically necessary hospital and doctor care. Medicare hospice benefit is supposed to also be kick in if you're over 65, if you have a serious illness, if you have a certification from a doctor that you have less than 6 months to live, if you agree to forego life-saving or potentially curative treatment. The hospice provider also has to be Medicare approved. So even though I'm seeing hospice to treat people that are, terminally ill or not pursuing treatment, for Medicare to kick in, it's for those who are foregoing life-saving or potentially curative treatment. So Medicare will kick in. But what that means is for those who are in hospice for care but not expecting to end it or allow nature to take its course, Medicare may not kick in. So what should Medicare pay for? Well, Medicare provides for two 90-day periods in hospice. Again, they need certification from a doctor that you are not going to live past 6 months. That does give me the heebie-jeebies, doesn't it? So Medicare will pay for those two 90-day periods, followed by an unlimited number of 60-day periods. At the start of each period of care, a doctor must recertify that the patient has 6 months or less to live. So, for those of you worried about jinxing, or superstitious, that really doesn't bode well. And so the hospice coverage is supposed to cover nursing care, medical social worker, physician services according to debt.org, inpatient counseling, hospice aid, medical appliances and supplies like drugs, biologics, physical, occupational therapy, speech, language, pathology, bereavement services for families. It's supposed to cover it. But the hospice costs that aren't covered is room and board. And that's what she's talking about. Also, it may not cover emergency care like ambulance fees, treatment, or prescription drugs attempting to cure an illness. So who pays for the room and board? Now, if you are of limited means, Medicaid may kick in. There's also private insurance plans. Sometimes other payers that could be qualified for TRICARE or CHAMPUS, if you're a veteran, military. But room and board, that's expensive. And so you get how the hospice care is one thing. But where are you getting the hospice care? At your house? Many won't go to your house. Or do you have to go to the facility? And $1,800 a month, that's kind of high for the average person. So families freak. Families freak out. And not to mention the patient freaks out. If people can barely afford their own mortgage or rent, what happens when you now have to take on an $1,800 bill? Sounds like she likes the care she's getting, but how do you pay for that? Well, whenever you are kind of faced with a medical bill, luckily the medical community is so much more forgiving than others. You can't go into a grocery store and say, I'll pay for this milk later. So many of these companies do have payment plans. But you're going to have to get your family on board. Somebody's going to have to sign for something. And the hospice center or hospital or medical center will work out payment plans. Someone's going to have to be responsible for the payment. Rarely are they going to force prepayment but some places may. Think about it. You have a facility with round-the-clock care. That's expensive. And if the average person doesn't have money to pay for it, and Medicare is not covering room and board, then how long is that company going to stay open? A lot of them, survive on donations. But I agree. Families need to now, while things are good, come up with a plan or get an insurance policy that covers end-of-life care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he delayed yesterday's planned immigration raids on nearly a dozen cities because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up around 2,000 illegal aliens on Sunday, but the president called off the raids. New acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says this not only affects people on the national level, it also affects people on the local level.
Look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who was clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Trump is having lunch at the White House with the vice president today. The president is also expected to place more sanctions on Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Indiana Jones 5 is going to start filming next year, according to Harrison Ford. Wow. I'm excited about that. Everybody says, oh, he's too old. No, he's not. He is still sexy. What, he's 75? Gosh, I love Harrison Ford. Been a huge fan. So apparently, he did appear at Star Wars' Galaxy Edge at Disneyland in Anaheim last week. He said that the highly anticipated adventure sequel of Indiana Jones should start to shoot sometime next year. He said, I'm looking forward to it. Things are coming along well. So Variety got the quote. And everybody started to have a, you know, have like a conniption going, oh my gosh, you know, we thought this wasn't going to be for a few years. I mean, but you know, Harrison Ford, he's kind of getting up there. He needs to, I mean, you know, I mean, he needs to kind of get moving on this. If it takes a few years to get the movie going, you know, I would have waited a decade. And somebody said that the next Indiana Jones was going to be a woman. Yeah, I think that, you know, but they're just making a different movie. You know, I think women can be hero characters, of course. I think they can do a great job. But, you know, Indiana Jones, when you have the icon and, you know, the flavor of it and it has a certain, you know, if it has, you know, just a certain personality. You know, I think a woman could do a great Indiana Jones, but then just make a different movie, you know? So anyway, Steven Spielberg is going to be continuing. Oh, he's also doing a West Side Story remake. So he's doing that as well. And then Professor Henry Jones is going to make his fifth debut. I don't know if it's called debut. And I guess they're going to, I guess they were supposed to start shooting this year, but then they didn't. So anyway, very, very exciting. Now, of course, what's been dominating the news is Hollywood and Georgia. And Hollywood, including Disney, wanting to boycott filming in Georgia because of the heartbeat law. Now, as you know, with the heartbeat law, doctors will be going to jail in Georgia if they perform an abortion, if they stop a baby's life at its 6 to 8 week, you know, week of life. People choosing to have an abortion aren't going to jail, but a doctor performing it. And it's called the heartbeat bill. And, you know, where I stand on it is I think it's a life. I would never be able to stop a fetus's life, you know, and you know, seeing the heartbeat and knowing, you know, that God or nature, you know, helped make this happen. I could never end it. I just don't know how plausible it is to start arresting and laying criminal charges on medical professionals who all this time were under the understanding, pretense that it's a legal procedure. And so, you and I, or you and your neighbor, you know, may look at abortion as, you know, killing a potential life or killing a current life. But the medical community is kind of up in arms because, you know, we don't want to go to jail for something that was a legally medical procedure. Now, the majority of us doctors don't perform that. But there are doctors that chose to, you know, do that service. They feel strongly, you know, about it. And does that mean they have to go to jail? So people are torn on that. So, but the film industry wants to fight back. Hollywood studios are increasingly saying they are reconsidering filming in Georgia. Disney is included in this. Netflix, Viacom. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill into law May 7th. A growing number of Hollywood studios say they will consider no longer conducting their filming business in Georgia. Somebody on Facebook said, why don't they do that in Florida? I'm not sure how Florida's involved in this, but, there's a lot of controversy now, and people are kind of scratching their heads as to what the studios are doing. Because I think the studios have a lot of power, and there's a lot of causes I feel really, really strongly about. Sex trafficking, childhood cancer, leukemia and lymphoma that, you know, affects kids. And I think there is so much the Hollywood industry could do. And I guess I'm a little frustrated, especially with Disney, and this is what kind of makes it a little awkward, is, I mean, Disney appeals to kids, you know, and we're talking about babies. who would be kids in the next few years enjoying Disney. So it's a little weird. This gives me goosebumps when we have companies like, you know, Hollywood Studios wanting to fight Georgia on a bill that's trying to protect future kids. It's just, this is a mess. And the women's right to choose, you know, government staying out of their body, that's a debate that people will continue to have despite Roe v. Wade, you know, supposedly putting an end to that discussion, saying abortion is legal in this country. But again, what's really hard for people's stomach, I saw one post, it said something to the effect of, why is a woman's reproductive system 0% my business, but it's 100% my financial responsibility? I thought that was kind of an interesting quote, but it's kind of something that we've echoed, where, you know, why do our tax dollars have to go to this if we don't feel comfortable with it? You know, if we don't want to be a part of any life ending, why do our tax, you know, our tax dollars should go to roads, our tax dollars should go to schools, why are our tax dollars going to abortions? And so these states having these heartbeat laws out there and passing them are not so much doing it because they think they're going to hold up in court, but they want the discussion revisited, you know, and they want to remind people that, you know, look, these 780,000, you know, requests for abortions is not just a simple medical procedure. We're talking about stopping a heartbeat. You know, and do we kind of realize the gravity of the situation? You know, if the amount of abortions done a year was like 5, 10, yeah, there'd be a lot of complainers, a lot of people concerned. You know, but it wouldn't be as big an issue as it is now. Especially since Planned Parenthood still needs a lot of funding and demands it. So now we have the film industry getting involved, but the film industry is not protecting the infant. They want to protect the right of the mom to get an abortion, even though mom has that right. It's just what they're going to do now is put the doctors away, so the doctors can't end the baby's life. It's tricky. They're actually getting the ACLU involved. The ACLU is not, I don't believe, taking the side of the fetus. The ACLU is going to take the side of the mom. And why are we fetus versus mom? This is what kills me with this sort of conversation. You have to choose if, you know, you're going to start becoming politically active. You have to choose between a fetus and the mom. I don't understand why they're not united. It's such an odd thing to talk about. And I understand you're raped. Incest, you get raped by your brother and you don't want to have that baby. You don't think that baby's going to have those cases are, you know, rare and far few between, but the majority of the cases are, oh, you know, I got knocked up and it's a shame. It is such a shame that, you know, these are the conversations we have to have and the fights we have to have. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Scarf down my meals. I'm going to be burping. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, doctors get secret shoppers. I told you that. If you're in medicine, all right, there are people out there watching to see how you're treating patients, and there should be. There should be. I mean, there are secret shoppers at your restaurant. There are secret customers. It happens all the time. But this is what some secret shoppers found. They found that heroin users were being denied medical treatment. Now, that's a problem. That's a big problem. According to MassachusettsLive.com, Posing as heroin users seeking help, researchers contacted hundreds of treatment clinics in U.S. states with the highest overdose death rates. The, quote, secret shoppers were denied appointments much of the time, especially if they said they were insured through Medicaid. The study revealed other roadblocks like high fees. There was a government website that had a bunch of wrong phone numbers. They said finding a doctor may be tough for anyone, but for those fighting addiction, motivation can be fleeting. Every day without treatment can lead to a deadly overdose. That's according to study author Dr. Markle Barnett of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Said, think about the last time you had to make 4 or 5 phone calls in a row and how annoying that was. Addiction makes doing tasks like that even harder. According to founder of the advocacy group Addiction Policy Forum, she called the Medicaid disparity very concerning. Nearly 4 in 10 non-elderly adults with an opioid addiction are covered by Medicaid, the federal and state insurance program for low-income patients. Two researchers were the ones that made the calls. And then they had a script that cast them as 30-year-old heroin users. One of the researchers, graduate student Tamara Beatham, got both compassion but also scolding from clinic staff. She said, I found it surprising how many calls I had to make before being offered an appointment. Whether you have cash in your pocket can determine whether you have access to life-saving treatment. So they say there's 48,000 annual U.S. deaths. I heard there's about, we're up to 70 now. So researchers want to know why more people were being treated with opiate agonists or opiate medication to kind of opiate agonists, which are not opiates, to help people come off their opiate addiction, like buprenorphine. And they say the front desk staff are the ones working the schedule every single hour. The best way to get information that patients would get was to call ourselves. They tried reaching 546 prescribers with working numbers listed on a government website, and the numbers were outdated. They made calls to prescribers in Massachusetts, Ohio, Maryland, West Virginia, New Hampshire, District of Columbia. They were unable to reach the phone scheduler for 77 of the prescribers. If the callers were going to pay cash, 38% were still told no appointments available. But more were denied appointments if they were Medicaid. The callers canceled any appointments they made successfully by the end of each call. So they didn't use that spot. They decided against it, so then the spot could then be used for somebody else. So it's not like they took the appointments, you know, as fake patients. They say nurse practitioners and physician assistants did better than doctors in the study, accepting new patients with Medicaid 70% of the time, compared with 40% of doctors with similar patient loads. Now, as you guys know, buprenorphine treatment costs about $250, some even $500. And when appointments were available, the wait was less than 2 weeks. So that means doctors do have room in their schedules, but they may be shunning Medicaid because it pays less than other insurance. And with Medicaid, rules in some states make it harder to treat addiction. So for those of you not on heroin, for those of you that have Medicaid, you're probably nodding to this going, yeah, I can't get an appointment that easily. I told you there was a kind of a secret shopper study where somebody pretended to have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance versus Medicaid. Blue Cross Blue Shield patient, this was before Obamacare, he got in the same day. Medicaid patient was told to wait 3 months. Now, I told you guys what happened personally with Medicaid. I took Medicaid patients for years. And then Medicaid did something that was just devastating to the patients. Medicaid sent a form letter to a bunch of us doctors. And it was so dumb what happened. They sent this form letter saying, hi, guys. We believe we overpaid a bunch of you. So send a check on what we overpaid you. And if you don't, in so many words, you're going to be audited. So I went to my biller going, were we ever overpaid by Medicaid? Look that up. And how much does Medicaid owe us? And we both looked, and they owed me like, what, 40, 50 grand in claims that didn't get paid and probably were never going to get paid. So I wrote Medicaid back. I sent them back the form letter because it wasn't directed to me directly. It was a form letter you could see they sent to everybody in the area. And And I said, look, not only have you not overpaid us, but we welcome an audit because you owe us about 50 grand. Here's all the claims. Please pay us. We didn't get one dime from Medicaid for those claims. And I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth it. I want to be there for patients, but I can't be threatened to be audited asking for checks when I'm not even getting paid on the majority of the claims. And so a lot of us doctors that had that experience with Medicaid stopped taking Medicaid. And it killed me because I had taken Medicaid for years, but So when a doctor's office hears Medicaid, they're thinking, well, they only pay 2 to 3 out of 5 times. And every now and then, they're going to be asking for money back. I told you that's what happened with Medicare. Medicare would very commonly tell a doctor, you want to know what? We overpaid you. And they're like, what do you mean you overpaid us? Our bill was $150 and you paid us $25. But they said no because, you know, you charged for this procedure, and if you do one procedure, the other one should be included. So with a lot of people, they lost thousands. They had to just turn around years later and just pay money back because Medicare decided, you know what, on some of these codes, we're not going to pay anymore. They're bundled. So they did that with me with the urinalysis test. And luckily, urinalysis test, they only paid me like maybe $2 a test. So the amount of money I gave back wasn't much. So, you know, I didn't have to give much back because it was just on the urinalysis test. But then what happened? Well, then, so we don't have to be asked for money back in the future, all your analyses just have to go to them, the lab. But it's games like that that make the average doctor say, no, I just can't deal with it. And remember, doctors don't want to be under threat all the time. They also don't want to work more for free than they already do. So now you have people who, you know, are very open about their heroin addiction, and they can't even get through the door. Why? Well, because now we have all these laws on opiates. And you also don't have a lot of doctors that are very well trained on opiate withdrawal. I didn't have time to train on that. I had to learn how to deliver babies. I had to learn how to take care of geriatrics. I had to learn how to take care of pediatrics. I had to learn how to sew people up, do appendectomies, do hysterectomies. I had to learn urology, radiology. I did take a couple weeks of pain management on my own. But I didn't, you need years of anesthesiology type training to know how to, you know, help patients, you know, that have issues like that, you know, that, you know, are afraid of withdrawal and have the pain of withdrawal. So the average doctor's like, you know, well, look, if you got a nosebleed, I could treat that. If you got a fracture, I could treat that. If you got a pneumonia, I could treat that. If you got sepsis, but I just can't treat pain withdrawal. So, or opioid addiction. So, people aren't getting help. And does the average medical student want to, you know, go for that training? Maybe they should. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.